Next week, churches around the world will be a little busier than usual for Christmas, but there will be some gatherings that appear religious and are not. They are sponsored by Sunday Assembly, a congregation for non-believers. Sunday Assembly was founded by two British stand-up comedians, Pippa Evans and Sanderson Jones. They're with us from London. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi there, Jeremy.
So you guys are both comedians, but this is not a joke, right? The Sunday Assembly?
This couldn't be more serious.
It would be a very long-winded, impractical joke.
Well, tell us about it and what made you start it in the first place.
Well, so I come from a church background and I really loved going to church. And then when I stopped believing in God, when I was about 17, I felt like I couldn't go to church anymore because it felt a bit hypocritical. But the thing that I really missed was church, not God. And so I'd always wondered, is it possible to have all the wonderful things that church does, like create community and help others and encourage thinking about the world and yourself and improvement, but without the God bit? And then fast forward to a car journey to a show that Sanderson and I were doing together. And we started talking in the car about this and that, as you do. We had 3 hours to kill, so of course you always end up talking about religion. And we ended up both saying, I've always thought about starting a church without the God bit. Hmm. And then we decided we should do it together. And that is how Sunday Assembly was born.
Yeah, and thanks so much for asking us that question, Jeremy. It's the first time we've been asked it this year. It's quite funny. Pippa and I often think that we're going to answer each other's side of the question.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a church background as well? I mean, did you grow up religious?
Not so much. I mean, I went to a school where I had to go to chapel 5 times a week, but I was a very reluctant attendee. And, you know, when I just happened to think that, you know, I don't believe in God, but I couldn't be more excited about being alive. You know, we come from nothing, we go to nothing. And then so for 70, 80, 90, maybe 100 years, if you do nothing fun at all, then we've got this ride, which is being alive. And, you know, I thought that it'd be wonderful to celebrate that. And, you know, the church format seems to work.
Well, you mentioned, Pippa, doing good deeds, doing all the things that the church does. It sounds like that is a very important part of Sunday Assembly, and that's a way to get people interested in it as well, if they might not want to get together with others who don't believe in God.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. So we have, obviously, the meeting, which is once a month. In some places in London now, it's twice a month, and that's the sort of singing, that's more like the service, as it were. But then as offshoots of that, we have the community action heroes, and they go off and do exciting projects. So, for example, they've done litter picking, collecting goods for homeless people. And the next job is amazing. There's a charity called the Hackney Pirates, and they help kids be tutored who are maybe struggling at school. But to encourage the children, they all dress as pirates. So the next thing we're doing is going and helping them decorate a room into being a full-blown pirate ship.
You said singing. What do you sing?
The songs that we sing are, I mean, we just sing all manner of different things, whether it be John Bon Jovi or Motown numbers.
Or the Beatles. Yeah. So they're basically the songs that at 2 o'clock in the morning you would be happily singing along to. Maybe if you think of a wedding, the things that everyone's dancing around to and have sort of, what do we call it, power cheese.
I mean, if it's a wedding and you had a little bit too much to drink, you would probably put your arms around your cousins and belt them out. It's that sort of song. Though there's one thing, it was just going back to something you said earlier when you said, you know, there's some people who wouldn't want to congregate just with other people who don't believe in God. I mean, we'd really like to stress that, I mean, we really don't mention God or atheism or anything like that. We make it as welcoming as possible for all people. You know, we don't talk about faith. You know, that's one of the things because, you know, it ends up alienating people. But we also don't talk about not believing in it.
Are there believers that come and see it?
Absolutely. I mean, the one running Brighton, running Sunday Assembly Brighton is run by a Christian. So there's lots of people who come. And that really is the strength of Sunday Assembly, is it's radically inclusive. So people can come who are not quite decided about whether they believe in God, or maybe they do believe in God, but they haven't found the right church for them, or, you know, whatever. So it's more about living your life than it is about whether you believe or you don't believe.
Now, you've expanded all around the world now, right? Because there are 35 locations, including some in the U.S.
Yeah, there's a ton in the U.S. We went on a roadshow to go and sort of launch the first one and sort of slightly give a bit of an example of how it's done. So there was, you know, went to New York, Boston, Washington, D.C., Nashville. That was a hoot.
Amazing.
The band was so good, unsurprisingly. Then there's quite a few in California has taken it up quite nicely with San Diego. And even in the Deep South, there's in Georgia and Texas. So it's really exciting to see, you know, that people just come forward. There's a basic human need to get together as a community. And this seems to be a way which lots of people like doing it.
What is your Bible? Do you have one?
No.
The instruction manual for the 390 Blackwell microwave. It's very tough to... You've really got to look it deep into that to find any meaning at all. But it's a prize worth undertaking.
The great recipe for chicken. We have our motto, which is live better, help often, wonder more. And that's about as far as it goes, really. We have a charter which just tells you what happens at a Sunday assembly and what a Sunday assembly is. But we don't have anything like... you should eat more vegetables or anything like that. We generally discuss life. People come and talk about different attitudes towards life, ways you could improve yourself, but we don't say, this is it, this is the path.
We often say that we're not going to tell you how to live, but we're going to help you do whatever you want to do as well as you can. I mean, we still have a very strong sense of purpose and mission. You know, the live better, help often and wonder more corresponds nicely to self, service and spirit. We've got an awesome mission, which is to try to help everyone live this one life as fully as possible, and a vision, which is to try to help every town, city or village that wants a Sunday assembly to have one.
Do you still have time for stand-up besides this gig you're doing right now with
Interview?
Me?
Sonnison's pretty much given it up entirely. I carry on doing bits and bobs, but have definitely reduced. I just did a week in Brighton, but it is really hard to combine the two.
I'm a bit of an all or nothing sort of person. So, I can remember even after the first one we did, I was like, I would like to do this for the rest of my life. There's something so deeply satisfying. You know, when people just had a dinner on four people from the Sunday Assembly, and the things that people said about the effect it had on their life was so nice, and it's unbelievably moving and really wonderful.
Sanderson Jones and Pippa Evans, the founders of Sunday Assembly, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, Jeremy.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.